I paid you to help me with this adoption.
I am.
Would you like to take a minute?
No, I'm fine. I told you that it was tricky because the baby was half Chippewa Indian and tribal law might apply, but you didn't care.
That's why we're suing you for $6 million. Any more questions?
Ms. Gopnik, who specifically did you hire to help you with this adoption? Which firm?
Lockhart Gardner.
And in fact, wasn't it Lockhart Gardner who failed you?
Objection. It's already been established. Mrs. Forrick was the lead attorney on this adoption.
No, that has not been established. David Lee was
the... Oh, come on, Alicia. You know
David,
very well.
David,
well.
You know...
Lockhart Gardner is the one who's responsible for the
attorney.
Come on.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
You
can't hear everybody. Tell them how to work. You can't handle that much crosstalk. We need to move on. Any questions from Lockhart Gardner?
They're not after us. They're after the deeper pockets of Lockhart Gardner.
I know. We just need to get David Lee talking.
On a day-to-day basis with this adoption.
Who? Alicia.
Alicia Florek. When she worked at our firm?
Yes.
Was this under the direction of David Lee?
Mr. Schmidt, you'll be allowed follow-up questions afterwards.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
And who told you that the adoption had fallen through?
Alicia.
So... Alicia was in charge of the day-to-day, but for some reason you are suing both Lockhart Gardner and Florek Agos for $6 million?
Is there a question there, Diane?
Well, I thought that was a question.
If you're asking whether we're suing both of your firms, the answer is yes. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. I suggest we resume in 3 hours when I land in Chicago.
At which point I'll be able to question Mrs. Florek.
Can't wait.
Okay, we'll resume this talk conference at 1 p.m.
The boat?
That's my bet.
Are you ready for questioning?
I'll be fine.
Yeah, we should prep. Canning seems a bit too eager for my taste.
I have to pick up dinner for tonight. I'll be back in an hour.
Your son's graduation?
Yep. We're having a dinner party.
How are you handling it?
Handling?
Empty nest. My mom, she almost broke down when I left.
Thanks, Carrie.
Yeah.
Oh. Eli, what's up?
Disaster. I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Wait, we where in 2 minutes?
Your office.
I'm coming to you.
No, Eli, I'm heading out.
Well, you can't. Finn's already on his way.
I have an hour. I have to pick something up.
Finn is pulling out of the race.
What?
Castro dropped a bombshell. You need to talk to him. He doesn't like me.
Well, I can't convince him if he doesn't want to run.
No, he wants to. We have to convince him not to.
Eli?
This bombshell will hurt Finn. It will hurt Peter. I'm
5 minutes away. I'm coming to you.
Come on! Who did this?
Hi, Mom. Where are you?
Bloomingdale's. What kind of sunglasses does Zach like?
Mom, I have to ask you a favor. Can you pick up the lasagna and the cake for tonight?
Why is Zach leaving tomorrow?
Mom.
Did you hear my question?
Yes. Why is Zach leaving tomorrow?
Because he has a summer job at Georgetown. It's at Fig Catering on Blue Island Avenue.
Hey. Are you heading off?
Why doesn't he just take the summer off?
Go to India or something.
Mom?
If you don't want to pick up the food, can you just tell me that so I can try and find someone else?
I can pick up the food. Why don't I make it?
What? No.
Yes. I can make a lasagna as good as any caterer.
I need to keep things simple tonight because I'm going to be here all day.
Why is it not simple if I make it? Come on, let me make the food.
I'm hanging up now.
Mom, please.
What is this, some kind of empty nest thing? Is that why you're so tense?
I'm not tense.
Good. I'll make the food. I'll see you tonight.
Howard Wyman.
No.
Yes.
He's undecided.
The only undecided.
That's so my luck this year.
Listen, just offer him something. He's easily persuadable.
We're like a banana republic here.
And I would hurry.
Diane is not Will, you know that.
That's true.
Diane needed Will to run his firm well. They were like yin and yang. Left brain, right.
We need a strong managing partner.
What about me?
Oh, Howard, you don't want to do that. It's too much of a hassle. Besides, you two valued as a senior partner.
Why can't I be the front man? You'll be the shadow behind the scenes.
Like a puppet master.
Yes.
We need you to vote for Canning at the partnership meeting tomorrow. I'll propose a change in management, and you second it. We have the votes.
What do I get?
You've been wanting an office near the bathroom. You can do that, and you can have the biggest one there.
You're currently napping in your office. In this office.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yes. What is that?
Lockhart Gardner. They're trying to bribe Howard Lyman into voting Diane out as managing partner.
You can't be watching that.
What? Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Turn it off.
No, Clark. They left their camera on. They thought they turned it off and they turned the monitor off. I'm just passively watching. No.
Funny, you don't seem passive. Your camera's on, Mr. Canning.
They can't hear you. We're muted.
Stop it. This is ridiculous.
Let go of it.
He's
acting childish.
Oh, I'm acting childish.
Yes, you are. You're going to break it.
Guys, I'm trying to have a meeting here.
Maybe next time get some doors on your conference room. How did you get this?
I have someone in Castro's office. He won't use it now. He'll wait until Peter's overcommitted or we start spending money on commercials.
So we put it out first?
No. Well, then how do we fight it? We don't. That's a criminal offense.
Well, that's debatable.
Alicia, it is not debatable. You bribed a prosecutor to drop drug charges against your sister.
I didn't bribe the prosecutor.
You cut a deal to lessen charges on another case. That's a bribe.
You don't know
I
what
do.
You're doing.
You don't
realize the ramifications.
Guys, come on.
What I'm doing.
Gary,
stop it.
What's going on, Eli?
Nothing's going on. Peter is withdrawing his support.
Oh, come on. He's endorsed candidates with worse problems. At least this is sympathetic.
A bribe is not sympathetic.
She was going to be eaten alive by the system. She needed time to get back on her feet. Both my parents were at the end of their tether.
Peter's moving on. We advise you to withdraw to avoid an embarrassment.
Eli, is this about the photo? The photo of Finn leaving my apartment.
Alicia, we like Finn. Good for you. He seems like a good person. But put your political hat on. This is not survivable. Finn's heroism will be forgotten in 3 months' time, and all we'll be left with is Peter endorsing a briber.
Oh, here he is. Peter.
No, it's Jackie. Hello, Alicia. Why did you think Peter...
Jackie, can I call you back in a minute?
God, what does he want?
Oh, no, it's okay. I just want to know what cake you want.
What?
What kind of cake you want me to make? Meringue?
Devil's food?
Jackie, what? I don't need you to make a cake.
Are you sure? Veronica called and said you wanted me to make a
cake for Zach tonight.
No, I asked her to pick up the cake.
It's too hot. I don't mind making it.
Alicia!
What? Where are you going?
I'm right here.
No, Jackie, hold on a sec. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm too angry.
Okay, well, don't withdraw. Let's talk.
Sorry. Alicia, it's time sensitive.
Okay. We'll talk later, okay?
Yeah.
Jackie, thanks for the offer, but I'm gonna... Jackie?
You can rationalize it any way you want.
We're not rationalizing anything. Whatever we do, it's a partner's decision. You're not a partner.
Hey, one second. All right.
Diane is great, but she's still struggling.
We don't want her gone. We just want to nudge her aside.
But they left their camera on?
Yes.
And they can't see us?
No. We're trying to figure out what to do.
We know what to do. We have to turn it off.
No, it's not our mistake. It's their mistake. We have to zealously represent our clients.
Not by cheating.
It's
according to the ABA.
It's an inadvertent disclosure. It's like if someone accidentally sent you their courtroom strategy.
Exactly. You have to return it.
No, you don't. You have to zealously represent your client by using it.
People think by adding zealously to everything, it makes it all right. A lawyer who receives documents not intended for them should refrain from examining the documents and notify the sending lawyer. That is the equivalent of a document.
Those are the 1992 rules. The new rules do not say that the lawyer must refrain from using the information.
Where are you reading that?
Follow the link. The new rules leave it up to the lawyers.
No, the ABA says the lawyer must consult with the client. You're the one being sued for $6 million, Alicia. So do we leave it on or turn it off?
Okay, then.
Pleasure.
Well, they're not talking about trial strategy. They're talking about moving Diane out. It has nothing to do with us.
So we turn it off?
Yes.
Oh, this is such a mistake.
We can't turn their side off. We can only tell them they left it on.
Wait. They'll think we were listening.
We were listening.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Mr. Canning? David Lee? You left your camera on.
Would you stick with this?
Who knows? I can't remember what he ate this morning.
He must be muted on
there.
We need to call them.
We can handle Forkhauger's next.
Did you talk to her?
The wife? Yeah, I spoke to her after the deposition.
She believes you?
Yeah.
We just agreed that we can't do this.
And they have no idea?
No, Forkhauger's none. I think she feels betrayed by them. You gotta make nice with her, though.
Mrs. Gottman?
I know. She likes me. Now we just blame it on Alicia.
Floricagos is done.
Done and gone in 48 hours. Diane's gonna wanna save Alicia, you know.
Well, we'll get Chum home, we'll take Paisley, and then we'll decide what to do with her.
That doesn't change anything. We have to tell them it's on.
They just said they're gonna destroy us in 48 hours. That changes everything. What did they say exactly?
They said they talked to Miss Gombeck.
No, they said they talked to the wife.
I heard waif. Waif? What does that even mean?
No, Canning said he talked to the wife after the deposition and that Floric Agos would collapse in 48 hours.
And then Miss Gombeck feels betrayed by us.
Why?
I don't know, but it sounds like they're lying to her. Remember, David Lee said, did she believe you?
It makes no sense. She's suing both firms for $6 million. I mean, even if we settle $3 million, it won't destroy us.
They said they wanted to blame me.
For what?
We couldn't hear the rest.
Lockhart Gardner made a deal with Mrs. Gopnik and she turned on Alicia?
It still wouldn't destroy us.
It would if Alicia couldn't practice law. If we lose Alicia, we lose Chum Mom, Paisley, a lot of others. They're trying to disbar her. Is there any other mistake in the adoption work? Something disbarable?
I don't think so, but David Lee was involved, so anything's possible.
Okay, so we go through the discovery. We go through everything.
Wait. Yeah, just get it ready for McComb. There's five lawyers and a court reporter, okay? Just clear everything out.
Hello, Grace. What's up?
No, it's Mom.
We're looking for flour. Where do you keep your flour? I'm at work, Mom. I'm working.
You found it.
Oh, no problem. We got it. Who's there with you?
Jackie.
Jackie's there?
Yeah, why?
Gary, this is exactly like the NSA. We were outraged when they listened to us.
Clark, I'm responsible for 60 employees. This is a decision I made because I don't want to see those 60 people out of work.
By that logic, you can justify any decision.
Yes, but I won't. Now, help us look through the adoption discovery.
So, how did he take it?
Not great. But don't worry, he'll back out. It's his only play.
By the way, have you been wearing perfume back here?
Yeah. You don't like it?
Jackie.
She likes to sit at your desk when you're not here.
You know, it's odd that he wrote her as Lady Macbeth. I think Mother Macbeth would have made more sense. Well, who's our replacement going to be?
For Jackie? I don't know. I could make up a list.
Very funny.
Someone is already vetted. You're getting a reputation.
What about Diane?
Diane Lockhart?
She's already been vetted. You don't think she'd make a good state's attorney?
I think she'd make a great state's attorney. I don't know if she'd do it. We stood her up at the altar already, remember?
Let's set up a meeting. Persuade her. She'd bring real stature to the office.
So, Howard, what do I have to do to get your vote?
What do you have to do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What can you do? You've been wanting a different office for quite a while. No, I'm good.
Canning offered it to you?
No. Maybe.
What do you want, Howard?
You know how long I've been a lawyer? 55 years.
Really?
No. In all of those 55 years, never once have I cross-examined anybody.
You want to question a witness?
Oh, a second chair on the Paisley case? And I liked it.
Excuse me, Ms. Lockhart?
Not right now, Bonnie. The governor is on line two.
Okay, I'll get it. Howard, if you vote my way, I will let you question in court.
Mr. Canning and David Lee will do the same.
No, they won't. David Lee doesn't think you're up to it. I do. One second. Hello, Governor Floric.
Hi, Diane. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, could we meet with you sometime today, Eli and myself?
You and... certainly. Regarding?
Well, I think it would be better if we explained it in person. So how about around 5? Is that good for you?
Good.
I look forward to it. See you then.
The Supreme Court?
I don't know. I mean, that would be odd.
Well, I haven't filled a seat yet.
It's probably nothing. A committee or something. Come with me.
What?
No, I want to I want to pause you there.
Diane, I really don't think I'm right.
Yes, you are right. Howard, how would you like to question a witness today?
I think we should.
It's a deposition. Whatever he doesn't cover, we'll follow up. What do you say, Howard?
Anything yet? I'm being deposed in about 30 minutes.
Nothing yet. They could have kept it out of discovery.
If David Lee had anything to do with it, that's my bet.
You think they're going to sandbag me at the deposition?
Possibly.
Here's the other thing. Robin and I were talking.
We think you should go over there to be deposed.
Lockhart Gardner, why?
So they don't turn off the teleconferencing camera? Or?
Not just that. Tell them you want to discuss the discovery, what documents are missing.
You're not going to say anything.
Not in your presence.
You're kidding.
No, after you leave, we'll see what they say about missing documents. Smart.
It's slimy.
They're trying to set us up. Trying to set you up. It's not slimy, it's self-defense.
Mrs. Flora, thanks for coming to our place. Was it necessary?
I didn't want any misunderstanding in the transmission. Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Canning, Diane.
I never rate, do I?
David, how are you?
Peachy keen. Shall we start?
I have no questions for Alicia. Diane?
Yes, Howard actually has some questions.
Wait, what?
Howard is going to examine Alicia.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is. I have the utmost confidence in Howard. You don't, David?
Do you want us to step out for a second?
No, we're good. Howard?
Shut up. Lyman? Why Howard Lyman? He's an idiot.
Is your name Alicia Flora?
It is.
And did you bribe the Indian Council?
You mean the Tribal Council?
Well, the Tribal Council and the Indian Council is the same thing.
I don't believe they refer to themselves with that colloquialism.
You just answered the question.
I did not bribe the Tribal Council.
And you expect us to believe that?
I do.
You did everything else on the case.
Yes, but David Lee, behind my back, attempted to bribe the Tribal Council, and that's why this adoption fell through.
But, what is this?
A Xerox of a takeout menu.
What is this?
It's a transcript.
Transcript of a deposition, to be exact. Not offensive to say Indian Council. They don't mind Indian.
What the hell?
Would you read from here, Mrs. Clark?
Question, how do you turn this thing on? Is this the new kind of smartphone? Answer, yes.
Wait a minute.
You mean here?
Question, on March 6, 2013, did you send Chief Joshua Proudfoot of the Chippewa Nation $10,000 in cash to induce the tribe not to object to this adoption? Answer, I did.
So you did?
No, I just read that. That was one of your associates being deposed.
But what does it say next?
You want me to keep reading?
I demand that you keep reading.
Question. And at whose direction did you deliver this inducement? Answer, Alicia Flora.
There it is. In black and white.
He's lying.
Is he? Or are you lying?
He's lying.
Why would the associate lie? There's no reason.
Because he wanted to be made a partner here, and you made him a partner here.
It's not a reason.
Actually, it is.
Maybe it's a smokescreen? They're trying to lull us into a false sense of security?
Okay, so I'm lulled.
Good job, Howard.
Fun.
Do you have a minute? I have a question I'd like to ask you, Tim.
What?
Okay, here we go.
I would like to do it in private.
I'm going to my office.
Damn it, keep them there.
Actually, can we do it here?
Why?
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to take Will's office. I just thought it'd be best if clients didn't see it empty. We can do it here.
Well, what is it?
What documents did you leave out of the discovery?
What documents? No documents. What are you talking about?
We made copies of everything when we left Lockhart Gardner, so if there are any additional documents, we'll be able to check.
Are you accusing us of...
I don't understand. What do you say? I don't want this to get confrontational. I just want to warn you, we'll look askance at any late arriving evidence.
Okay, here we go.
What was that about?
I have no idea.
She's warning us. Why?
I'm not going to say anything to Diane there, not unless...
What?
What is it?
Can you zoom in? Not without them knowing. Can you record it? No. It's a live stream. Why? It's not what we thought. They don't have the wife that we thought. It's not Mrs. Gopnik? No.
Oh, good. In my office.
Who is it?
Dina Lampard.
Who's that?
Neil Gross's wife.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Yeah, Mrs. Chumon, and we're screwed.
That smells good.
Well, had to make do with what's here. It's not my best.
Why do you always do that? I just gave you a compliment and you made it sound like an accusation.
I'm trying to explain what... You're right. Your daughter always accused me of the same thing.
Yes, she's a lot like me, and Peter's a lot like you.
Now, that sounded like an accusation.
It did, didn't it?
I see where Alicia's drinking comes from.
And Peter's rudeness. No wonder they're splitting up.
What?
No wonder they're splitting up, or not splitting up, or just doing the power couple thing.
What does that mean?
Forwarding their own careers while sleeping with anyone they want.
They're not doing that.
Oh, yes, they are.
Where did you hear that?
From my son. Alicia talks to him.
Well, that's awful.
It's fine. They're getting along better than they did when they were sleeping together. Are you all right?
I don't like the way you're waving this in my face.
Oh, I'm hardly waving this in your face.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hi, honey. It's not Mom. How are you, Grace? I'm making dinner.
Oh.
So, this isn't about Mrs. Gopnik at all. This is about Mrs. Gross?
It looked like her. Last time I saw her was during their fight over the prenup.
We lose Chumham, that would close our doors, right?
And it's still 75% of her operating income.
Does she have that much sway over her husband?
Did you try Neil Gross?
He's traveling in China.
They said, does she believe you? That's what they said in the teleconference?
Yes.
So they're lying to her.
About us. So we meet with her, ask her if she's happy.
No. Carrie, you do it. She liked you. Work your magic.
God, I am the new Will. Sorry.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Sorry to bother you at work.
No, that's okay, Peter. What do you need?
This is going to seem like an odd question. Do you know where your cash roll dish is?
What?
Mother called. She said she couldn't call you. They're making lasagna at your apartment.
Oh, dear Mother of God. She called you?
They sound like they've been drinking.
I'm going to kill them.
I'm in a meeting, so I really don't know what to do.
Peter, just tell them to stop.
This needs to stop. Seriously. I would go there myself with a hatchet, but I'm in the middle of something here.
Okay. You didn't say anything to Mother about us, about our situation, did you?
To Jackie? No. Why?
She mentioned something about wanting to talk to both of us.
Alicia, we need you over here.
We're not talking to Jackie.
I know. Anyway, how do you feel about tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Empty nest?
I'll be fine. I'll see you tonight at 8.
Oh, Eli. You busy?
I thought we were only watching things that had to do with us.
This does. Alicia was open to the idea at one point, but others were reluctant.
What can we offer them? Guaranteed partnerships?
They want to merge.
Diane does. I don't think Canning's scheme has anything to do with this.
Carrie wants 3 years of segregated Chumham money.
We can't do that.
I know. Can you talk to him, Colin, to see what you can do? I know we keep asking this of you, but it's important.
Sure.
What can she do? I guess I don't understand.
Kalinda has a way with Carrie. We've exploited this before. So Canning will vote against the merger, so we wait until after the managing partnership vote. I go to Flora Gagos. We guarantee them equal number of seats on the managing committees and 18 months of segregation.
Hello.
Carrie, what are you doing?
Working.
Are we still on for 6 this evening?
6. Do you still want to be?
Yeah. Don't you?
Sure.
You're being weird. Look, I'll see you tonight at 6, okay?
Yep.
We need to discuss this.
Where?
Can I just say, this was a stupid design choice. We need some place with walls and doors.
Like Walker Burner?
I think we should merge.
I disagree.
They're offering us equal spots on management committees. That's where all the decisions are made. We could be the top firm in Chicago.
Yes, and your name will be on the letterhead.
You don't know that.
Alicia, don't try to sell me.
You are the governor's wife. Your name means something.
So we'll insist that yours is on it, too.
Well, why would we do this? We said we wanted to build something from the ground up, something that we could be proud of. Why would we go back?
Because we're struggling. Because I'm tired. I don't want to just keep struggling to stay alive.
That's not why you're tired.
Excuse me?
You are not tired because of work.
Are we talking about Will?
Is it about Will?
If you're angry at what Kalinda said, you take it out on her. I've got the votes, Carrie. I've got the votes to get us to merge.
So that's how it'll be. Fight to the death?
No, we vote.
Thank you for coming in on such short notice.
Of course, it's an honor. I hope you don't mind if Kalinda sits in. She's become an invaluable girl Friday.
Kalinda, hi.
Peter. So, Mr. Governor, what is this pressing matter?
Well, we hated how it ended up last year with the Supreme Court spot, and we wanted to bring this offer to you personally.
I'm glad you did.
Diane, how would you feel about running for state's attorney?
Oh.
Yes, we were endorsing Finn Pulmar, but he's in the process of dropping out, and you're pre-vetted.
Actually, we think you would also make a terrific state's attorney.
Yes.
But not Supreme Court Justice.
Well, unfortunately, that position has been offered to Harley Joseph.
Yes, I know.
This is an honor, Diane. We're offering to put all the power and prestige of the governor's office behind
you. I really do hope you will consider it.
When do you need an answer?
Tomorrow. We need to play a little bit of catch up.
Good. Thank you. I shall consider it.
You all right?
You mean because they offered me the state's attorney's office and not Supreme Court Justice, and they didn't come to me first, and they only came to me because I was pre-vetted? Am I all right with that?
Yeah.
Peachy. Kalinda, could you find out if I did run what I would be up against? Would I be conflicted out of my partnership?
I'm on it. So you're considering it?
I don't know. The world is so confusing right now. I'd just like quit and go live in New Zealand.
Hey, Carrie. I'm up here. What? Better slow down.
Kalinda, just shut up.
Excuse me?
I am not one of your women. I'm not going to go slow when you want me to go slow.
Get off of me, can I?
Why? You don't like it like this?
Yeah. Can we get off of me? I swear I'll hurt you. Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, it's Carrie. The count is close.
I can't believe it, but Alicia is up by two partners. If the merger were voted on today, we would lose.
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
We can't merge with Lockhart Gardner.
I'll talk with you.
What was that?
Private enough for you?
Mr. Canning.
Mr. Argos, we haven't had many dealings, have we?
No.
You don't like me, do you?
No.
What do you want to tell me?
Diane wants to merge with us. She'll wait until she's voted in as managing partner and approach the spot of murder.
How do you know this?
You don't want a merger, and I don't want a merger, so whatever moves you want to make, I make them now.
Nice talking to you.
God, look at you. You look so adult.
Can I take it off now?
No, you have to keep it on for the next 24 hours. It's a law. You're all packed. What a good boy.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, so Alicia said.
I think she's sad.
No, she did the same thing to me. Left right after graduation. Didn't want the tears, didn't want the hugs. She left that same night.
Really?
We didn't have time for a cake. She was so anxious to get away from me.
She have a summer internship?
No, she just wanted to get started looking for an apartment. I cried like a baby. Kids are tougher. They know better. I think I smell the cake burning. Does that smell like the cake's burning?
Hello? My door's open. Hello? Jackie.
How are we?
Oh, Mr. Gold. What a surprise.
Canning and David Lee are scheming again.
They've got Howard. He won't switch back to us, idiot.
We got another problem. I just heard that Diane is offering a merger with Fork Argos if she gets the managing partnership. She'll give Fork Argos all the top positions on all the management committees.
Oh, what the hell? How did you find out?
The kid on the other side.
What's his name?
The name partner. Carrie.
What?
Is this true?
Did you really go to Canning, Carrie? Did you?
Yes.
Why the hell?
Because a merger is a mistake.
Do you know what a betrayal this is?
I know if we join Lockhart Gardner, it'll be over.
Well, then argue that. Discuss that, but you don't go to the other
I
side.
I will argue that. But they should know what Diane is doing. Diane is operating in secret.
No, no, no. Don't turn this into some selfless act.
I'm not turning it into anything.
You wanted to sabotage Diane's efforts.
It will only sabotage it if she doesn't have the support.
Oh, that is such a load of crap,
Well, I'm Carrie. Sorry I don't hold up to your standards.
You wanted to take this offer right out of our hands.
Let's take this outside.
No. I can't believe you. It's so wrong.
What was wrong was listening to them at all.
If I did this, you would be appalled,
what
and you
I
would have
is
every
that you are arguing for a merger that will benefit
if
you.
That's what mattered to you, Carrie.
What about the
merger
paralegals? What about
oh,
the
you
other
know
people?
What? Go to hell, Carrie. If you think
that is your answer to anything, you can't deal with.
So little of our partnership, we should quit this now.
You should cool down.
No, you should take this more seriously. What?
Hey, is this bad time?
No, there's no good timing these days. How are you?
I'm dropping out.
Oh, Finn. Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's the right thing to do. You know, I talked to my parents and they were both really supported, but I just don't want him to suffer anymore, so. And I heard they're out to Diane Lockhart.
What?
They've asked Diane to step in my stead.
Wow. And then there were two.
I'm amazed by you, Mr. Canning. This is your fourth week at my firm, a firm that I built from the ground up over the last 9 years. And you're already knocking at the door of managing partnership.
I'm knocking, but I'm afraid that door's not going to open. You have Howard. You have the votes.
You want some whiskey?
Sure. My meds are just kicking in. This could be interesting.
So, what scheme do you have for me now?
What scheme?
Yes. You don't scratch your nose without there being some plan.
Are you familiar with the nuclear option?
No.
It's a notice of dissolution. As partner, I have unilateral right to dissolve the firm. With cause.
And what would that cause be?
Acquisitions were made without the full consent of the partnership. The West Coast, East Coast offices were acquired.
By will. A partner who is dead.
Unfortunately, the courts still hold the current managing partnership accountable.
Why are you doing this?
I thought that was clear. I want to be managing partner.
You're dying.
My work is my life. If I don't work, I'll die sooner.
So if you don't get the partnership, you will dissolve this firm.
No, you will dissolve this firm. I want this firm to be strong. I want there to be a consensus going forward. Blah, 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 blah.
What are you going to do? Do you mean do I let Canning take the managing partnership or fight him and watch my firm dissolve? He's right about Will. The expenditures were made without a full vote.
It's always option number three. Could run for state's attorney.
I think I have the fight left in me, Collector. If Will was still here, I'm here.
Decided?
Yes.
I'll be home as soon as I can. Something just came up.
What?
Something important. I'm sorry. Tell Zach I'll be home as soon as I can.
Please hurry.
He's playing you for a fool.
Mother, what does that even mean?
It means Alicia wants the power of your office without giving anything in return.
Hi, Veronica.
Peter. I thought I put out lasagna.
Your daughter's going to be late again, I agree.
Well, that's what happens when you work for a living, Jackie. A concept that's probably alien to you.
All right. Please.
Thank you for giving me a moment so late at night. I have a proposal for you to consider.
Diane, any merger would require a 3-year window on Chumbo.
Terry, we don't decide until we vote.
Nothing's decided until we get a proposal. And I'm saying that a proposal would require...
You don't have the right to say...
Alicia, Carrie, why don't we leave it to our guests to talk?
That's all I wanted.
Alicia, please. We're here to listen.
I know we've talked a lot about a merger. I have my own dissenting voices at Lockhart Gardner. Many don't want to let you back in the door.
Great.
Carrie.
But even if we were to make a deal tonight, my concern is that it would dissolve very quickly. A merger, I'm afraid, would make Lockhart Gardner unwieldy.
So you've come here to propose not merging? I don't understand.
No. I've come here to ask if you will take me.
Holy crap.
Me. And my $38 million a year in client billing.
Are you sure, Diane? Okay, I'll tell Peter. Thank you for considering it. Bye. Why is everything so difficult?
You weren't. You saw it. The rest was boring.
I'm so proud of you, Zach.
Thanks, Mom.
You're all packed up?
Yeah. Sam called. He wants to leave tonight.
What?
Well, just so we can get a jump on the traffic. We'll drive tonight and get there tomorrow morning. You okay with that?
Yeah. I just wish there was more time.
I'll be home for Thanksgiving. I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll call you when I get there.
Thank you.